And right now, I'm very pleased to have a couple people that are here from a town with a most unusual name. I'm sure you hear it all the time. They are from Surprise, Arizona. And they are Michaela Barrera and Mike Cassidy. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. It's nice to have you with us. They are here in Pittsburgh for the National League of Cities City Summit 2016, which got underway Wednesday and winds up today. And I'll start with you, Mike, if you could just tell me a little bit about what brings you to the National League of Cities and what your life is like back in Surprise.
Sure, sure. I'd maybe turn it over to Michaela if you don't mind, because I am here as a youth sponsor, advisor for a youth program coming from Surprise, the Surprise Youth Council, as part of the youth delegates.
Oh, that's great.
And our youth are really kind of the stars of the show, and they're the reasons why we're here, to give them the opportunity to engage with other folks from around the country. And actually, Michaela has a little more experience even than I do, living in or working in Surprise and being in there regularly. So I'd let her comment on that.
Wonderful. Michaela, tell me about yourself.
I go to a small charter school. It's called Arizona Charter Academy, and that is in Surprise, Arizona. And I do a lot of work within Surprise with our youth, and it's really helpful for the youth because it's youth helping out youth.
Where is Surprise?
So it's in the Northwest Valley, kind of a extended suburb of Phoenix. So
okay.
20 minutes outside Phoenix.
Now we have listeners, radio station called Radio Phoenix, and they may be able to hear you right now.
Yeah.
So you're in 11th grade?
Yes,
and
I am.
What got you interested in public affairs and community actions?
Well, I feel like that's something that more youth should get involved in, and I think that's so important. And living in a world where, you know, there's so much going on. I mean, it's really important to get your voice out there and to voice issues that are going on, especially within the community of like the youth and everything. And I've really been interested in like public affairs, and I'm hoping to be a public relations specialist or maybe international, you know, public and relations and affairs and everything.
Now, during your time in Pittsburgh, I think there have been around 200 youth delegates. Is it that many?
Yeah.
And
yes.
I guess I'm curious what struck you as, are there common issues that seem to be of concern across most, or are there some strong differences that surprised you? What have you thought based on the experiences you've had?
Yeah, I've seen both. I've seen a lot of issues within our youth, specifically on like race and everything. So yesterday, one of our sessions was about like equality versus equity. And there was a very interesting conversation within that. And I see a lot of issues among the youth and just in the world. And a lot of the youth are very, they're very interested in the election that we just had. And I see a lot of issues that youth don't really seem to get the opportunity to get voiced out as much as, older people. So that was interesting.
How back at home do you get your voice out and get people to hear the ideas that you have to share? Are you able to talk with officials, or what is the way that you do it?
Yeah, so being involved in the Surprise Youth Council, that's within our city. And so a lot of the times we go up there with our mayor and other council members, and we talk about issues and really talk to them about what the youth want and what they need. So that's kind of how we voice our opinion. And also we go out to public schools and charter schools and just schools in our area and try to really promote ourselves and get ourselves out there and talk about, certain issues that many people don't bring up or don't talk about.
Something that I can speak to about that as well is the City of Surprise, its city manager, members of its council, and a lot of the folks that are in positions of authority there do a really great job of trying to lift up youth voice and buy into it on a level that's beyond, you know, a basic, you know, function, that it's not a theoretical concept that we'd like to include the youth, but their ears are open to ways in which their work impacts youth and ways in which they can learn from what the youth are asking for. So that's a really refreshing thing for our city, because I think a lot of times a youth voice is an easy thing to ignore, or you know, we all, I think, in some theoretical sense, like to say that we're for the youth, but in our actions and our behavior and our true commitment to lifting those voices up and incorporating those ideas into the fabric of our communities, that part isn't always taken care of. So Surprise is doing a good job in that regard.
Michaela, what do you think would surprise adults with respect to the thoughts running around in your head and your peers' heads about today's world or about your own local community?
Let's see.
Things you're thinking about that they might be surprised to know you're perceptive about.
Bloom 365 might be something to talk about because of the response of adults from that. So maybe.
Right. So I was actually involved in a, it was more of like a competition, and it was a part of Arizona State University. And I was a part of ASU Democracy. And so we had to present before a panel and just speak about a program that we wanted to get set up and, you know, funding for it and everything. And one of the ideas that we thought that was a very important, you know, common issue around not only youth but just people in general was dating violence, and specifically teen dating violence and bringing awareness to teen dating violence. And so we actually brought that back in Surprise, and right now we are working on going to high schools and talking to specifically freshmen and bringing awareness to teen dating violence and relationships and, you know, just bringing awareness on that.
That's terrific. You're going in and speaking,
yes,
and leading talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's a serious issue,
right?
Too. During your visit at the summit, one issue I think, certainly election came up. Did issues of civility come up at all after this election, where, you know, we had a lot of mudslinging and name-calling and even having that extend sometimes to supporters of the two candidates? Did you get into those types of issues at all?
Yes, we did. there was definitely a variety of different opinions. And a lot of people, I do commend the people that, I do commend a lot of the youth there, because they were really good in expressing their opinions, even if it was different from, you know, most of the other people in the room. But yes, there was definitely a variety of different opinions.
And I imagine the very popular opinion people would put forward is that teens probably monolithically all were supporting the Democratic candidate, and I'll bet you that's not 100% true.
No, it certainly was not 100% true at all. The room, it was, I guess you could say, maybe divided. I think that there was quite a few supporters in there of more of like the Republican side. And so there was definitely, you know, different views. And I've seen this a lot within our youth. It's not, you know, we're not all on a Democratic side, and, you know, we're not all like, yay, Hillary, and, you know, all that. I've met a lot of youth, more than I've actually expected, that lean more maybe towards the Republican side and maybe Trump and everything like that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Would you say also that something that I've picked up, at least from our council, is that even those that were certainly feeling resisting Trump, they didn't feel a lot that Hillary met their needs either?
Right. Yeah, so I mean, along with adults, I've kind of witnessed is that a lot of kids too, you know, especially myself, I wasn't on either side. I didn't think that Hillary met the needs, and I didn't think that, well, Trump's another story, but I just, I don't know. Well, I see that a lot within the youth. None of them are like, yay, Hillary, yay, Trump. They were just like, well, we don't know what to do. So a lot of them were kind of siding with maybe what their family believes in.
A comedian I am pretty fond of described the election as being between two candidates, not him and not her. Those were the two that were seeking votes, and he pretty much, I think, hit the nail on the head. We only have a couple more minutes. What would you want people to know about youth and Surprise, Arizona, where you're from, and what's happening there? You've got Pittsburgh and a lot of other folks listening. Anything you'd like to leave people with?
Yeah, so Surprise Arizona, we are, as a council, we are very involved in our youth, and not only within the city of Surprise, but we try to reach out to different cities as well. And I think that it's really important for, you know, maybe more adults to kind of listen and just listen to the youth and really try to understand the needs of the youth and maybe try to reflect back to when you were a young person and try to kind of relate instead of maybe kind of passing along our opinions and pushing them off to the side. And not only for our city, but I mean, other youth councils that I've met too at this conference, I've met a lot of people with a strong passion for youth and youth engagement, especially myself. So I think that, you know, the youth are really trying to reach out, and we just need that more of a support, more of a stronger support from adults.
That's well said. You're going to succeed in whatever you plan on doing. And
thank you.
I'm glad you made it this morning. And be careful outside. It's
going
to get kind of windy. And that's Michaela Barrera and Mike Cassidy. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you. It's both from the city of Surprise,
right.
Arizona.
Yes.
How did Surprise get its name?
I know that answer. I just, I went through a process recently where we talked about that. I think it had to be honest, I think it has kind of a subversive, kind of sarcastic, original or origination or origin.
Yeah. Surprise!
Well, having to do with folks were surprised that it, you know, folks on the outside were surprised that it was such a strong place that turned into a real big
community.
There's
a town here. Yeah. Well, thank you both, for being with us.